I read literature because literature codifies often implicit assumptions about emotions, about how people talk to themselves, about the kind of stories that sit in people's heads. But mostly I read pre-20th century literature because what you're looking for when you are analyzing something that is very close to you, you're looking for ways to understand what is new about your own world. And quite often it is quite difficult to understand that. And this is what cultural sociologists try to do. It is, they try to find the relevant features of a cultural set they're looking at. So just to give you an example that's not in the book, but that has to do with pain, when we torture someone, well, hopefully we don't anymore, but torture or physical pain, but let's say the torture of a delinquent, of a criminal, we think of it as being the pain of the person that is being tortured. Lynn Hunt, in her great book, Inventing Human Rights, argues that before the notion of human rights, pain was not the pain of the criminal, the private pain of the person who is being tortured, but the pain was viewed as a kind of collective experience, a collective retribution in which the community was involved. So this is the kind of insight you can get at with regard to what is unobvious about your own assumptions today. Again, we would think today that it's very obvious that we think of the pain of someone tortured as being their pain and not ours. So in order just to be made aware of what is so obvious that you don't see anymore, I went back to these texts and I was able indeed to find, for example, this idea that choice, architecture and ecology of choice, that choice was how individuals choose or don't choose or are constrained in their choice of a mate, was Jane Austen was crucial to me.